football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
You're dialed in to our 92.1 KMZA game of the week. I'm Brendan Prophet, Troy Prophet, and Kirk Tillman back in studio. We're down in White City, Kansas at the Husky Field. A beautiful night here in the Sunflower State. 51 degrees, a 7-mile-per-hour wind from the east. And we got 2 8-1 teams. It's the Royal Vista Heat, but it's a cold night. It's the Axel Eagles, the number 2 ranked team in 8-man Division 2. It is the regional round of play. Two big teams, two teams that went last year in the playoffs. Axel, of course, winning that matchup 54-0 again. These are two really great teams, the Axel Eagles and the Royal Vista Heat. Axel, they moved past their first round opponent in the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays last Thursday, 50-0. And have now won two straight after their 58-game winning streak came to an end against the Hanover Wildcats. Again, an unfortunate streak ended there against the Hanover Wildcats, but still, there's a chance here for the Axel Eagles to go on that postseason run and win 5 consecutive state titles. It is still in the horizon. It is still on the board for them, but it starts here tonight against Royal Vista. The Axel offense has stayed balanced through all 9 games this season. They have 1,056 yards rushing and nearly 1,000 yards passing as well. Wyatt Detweiler has led the way for this Axel team with 513 yards rushing, 72 carries, and 16 rushing touchdowns. Behind them has been Shaughnessy, Liebarger, and Schmidt on this season. I will say, though, Schmidt, he will be out for this game, out indefinitely here for injury. So we'll see who steps up here for this team. As of right now, he's calling Shaughnessy in the backfield. He's gotten way more carries since that game where since Schmidt went out. Shaughnessy, you'll be a big call upon here for this Axel team. But again, this is a really good Axel team. Detweiler, he has led it in passing with 957 yards on this season, completing 67 of 84 passes while having thrown no interceptions and 16 total touchdowns. This is an Axel team that has not turned the ball over very much this season. Their hardest game on the entire year was against that Hanover team that they lost by just a very small margin, 26-18, able to make a slight comeback in that game. But again, unfortunately, they did let it go in the very end. But this is an Axel team, as I said, has a chance to get back to that state title game. But we'll talk about Royal Vista. They're 8-1. This is their best season they've had in program history. They were co-opted in 2014 between the Hope City Lions and then the White City Huskies, which right now we are in White City. They actually rotate back and forth home games between both schools. USD is co-opted for basketball, football, volleyball. However, they're only together in track up until league, regional, and state. So kind of a fun fact there. But again, two towns, White City and Hope, coming together to make Royal Vista the Heat. They've been together since 2014. Again, they're up to their best season. They're up to their best year. They just beat Crest last week, 51-0. Royal Vista had 247 total yards in that game, and it was led by one of the best backs in the entirety of 8-man in Kansas right now, and that's Cole Reedy. He had 260 yards in that game on 8 carries with 4 total touchdowns. He leads this team with nearly 2,000 yards rushing with 1,838. He's averaging well over 200 rushing yards a game and nearly 12 yards a pop. He's also soda crushed it with 32 rushing touchdowns on this season. Fun fact, he's only one touchdown behind his dad, who graduated from Hope City High School, and tying his single-season record for most touchdowns in a year. He's already broke his rushing stats. Again, that's back in Hope City, so Reedy kind of already owning the stats here for Royal Vista, but a chance to break some of his dad's stat lines there that he had in Hope City. We already said it, we'll say it again. Last season was the first all-time meeting before both of these teams. It was also in the regional round. The only difference is that game was in Axel, Kansas. And Axel took that victory 54-0. Now, if you want to get a little bit more technical going throughout the history here, Axel, they are 1-3 against Hope City High School. However, against White City, they are 3-0. So the all-time there for Axel would technically be 5-3 against this kind of the area, and they've never lost here in White City. So again, Axel team looking to get back to the glory of the championship. They had the 58-game winning streak snap to Hanover. Since then, they've had the back-to-back wins. Frankfurt 60-14. Beloit St. John 50-0. A really good Axel team that has been great for the last 4 years, and they have a chance for greatness this year. If they win this game, they have a chance to either take on Marmeton Valley or Frankfurt, and then after that, a chance to rematch the Hanover Wildcats, potentially, in the sub-state championship game. So a lot of great stuff here, but Axel has to move on from this stepping stone here tonight. We'll have more pregame coming up here on 2.1 KMZA, but before we get to kickoff, which is about 23 minutes away, we'll sit down and talk to both head coaches. We'll talk first here with the away team and the Axel Eagles head coach Eric Detweiler in his 13th season, and then we'll talk to Brian Henry in his 6th season. He's got a record of 24-36 here with the Heat as the head coach. So again, upcoming here, we'll sit down and talk to the head coach, Brian Henry, from Royal Vista. And then right after that, we'll talk to the Axel Eagles head coach, Eric Detweiler. And then we'll come back here down to Husky Field for the matchup here in the regional round, 8-man Division II. It's the Axel Eagles taking on the Royal Vista Heat, 2-8-1 teams. Only one moves on here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Is your car ready for the cold? Winter is coming, and Honeyman Ford wants to make sure your vehicle is up for the challenge. Our expert technicians will check your battery, tires, fluids, and heating system so you can drive with confidence all season long. Schedule your cold weather service prep today at Honeyman Ford, where your safety comes first. Schedule today. Let us pick up and deliver your vehicle to your doorstep. Stay warm, stay safe, only at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
There's no substitute for experience. This is especially true when it comes to agriculture. You've got to have roots in agriculture to be able to offer worthwhile advice to someone who makes their living making things grow. At Oak State Bank in Seneca, we have years of ag lending experience. Whether it be a real estate loan, livestock loan, equipment loan, operating loan, or simply a line of credit, we are here for you. Visit our website at elkstatebank.com. We are your rural financial partner, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Lori Rieger from Maple Heights. Yes, the name you know and trust is back, Maple Heights in Hiawatha. With a long tradition of excellence, our dedicated long-term staff provide compassionate care. No agency workers, just familiar faces. Our Medicare beds have a high success rate of residents returning home, and we offer engaging activities. Enjoy a warm, home-like environment, personalized care, and delicious meals. Plus, we have two rare assisted living openings. Need specialized dementia care? Our memory unit is here for you. Call or stop by today. Maple Heights, where care feels like home.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axel for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axel, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
Pre-game coverage here continuing on the MSC Sports Radio Network for 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. It's the Axel Eagles here on the road taking on the Royal Vista. They Heat, an 8-man Division II regional round here of football. First, we talked to the away team's head coach and Eric Detweiler. And coach, what can you tell me here before this matchup of this Royal Vista, the Heat team?
Yeah, obviously they're 8-1. They're athletic all over the field. I think they've got 9 seniors. And when I watched them on film and I looked and seen who started, I think all 8 starters on on the offensive side of the ball was seniors, and I think 7 on the defensive side of the ball. So obviously they're experienced. They got a Reedy kid that, you know, is a great runner. I think he's averaging over 200 yards a game. You know, they're balanced. But, you know, they like to say they're unbalanced. They like to run the ball more than they like to pass. So, you know, obviously controlling the line of scrimmage is going to be key for us. And you know, like I said, they're just an all-around good team, well-coached, and you know, we need to be on our toes.
What kind of diving into that? You just mentioned that Reedy kid, someone who's got well over 1,800 yards rushing this season. How is your defense going to be able to stop a back like that in this matchup tonight?
Well, hopefully, like I said, control the line of scrimmage, and we need to tackle well. You know, a few games ago, we didn't tackle very good at all, and, you know, we've been kind of working on that in practice. And you know, just stay assignment sound first and foremost, and you know, like I said, control the line of scrimmage, and you know, have to make open field tackles and, you know, hope with floating down.
Yeah, you mentioned dominating that defense and offensive line, going in the trenches. Who are going to be some players that are stepping up for you tonight in those trenches who are you're kind of looking forward to make some of those big plays?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Logan Salmon's, you know, playing defensive line for us, Riley Hazenkamp. Depends if we're in a two-man or three-man or even four-man front. You know, a lot of times, Clayton Hine has been actually stepping up for us quite a bit lately. You know, his older brother Dalton, you know, come on big last year and he graduated, and, you know, Clayton's kind of following his footsteps. I mean, you know, still got a ways to go, but he's, you know, getting better as the year goes on. So, you know, those three, Abram Costle plays, you know, a little bit of nose guard for us or defensive end. And you know, if we can get those three or four guys to step up big for us, it'll be huge.
Well, it's great talking about your explosive defense, but now it's time to talk about the dynamic offense there for your team. You know, what is it going to have to take here tonight for that offense to get going, moving those sticks and to be able to consistently move those chains to get first downs?
Well, block well, you know, first and foremost. And a lot of times, you know, on the outsides, our receivers and running backs and even linemen going down on field are blocking long enough to let the play develop. You know, they get the initial block and you know, don't sustain it. And you know, in years past, we've been able to turn them plays into touchdowns. And this year, they're 5 to 10 yard gains. So, you know, first we need to, you know, be able to block well and stay assignment sound, whether, you know, they're going to blitz on us or they're going to, you know, what kind of defense they're going to run. You know, just stay fundamentally sound and sustain block.
We talked about your opponent, how they're more partial to running the ball. You kind of more of a split run pass here this season, kind of 50-50 on that stat line. How's the balance going to look tonight, and how are you going to kind of settle in there on the offensive side?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we'd like to say as balanced as possible, but you never know going into these games. Sometimes coaching, you know, makes good adjustments prior to the game and switches defense on you that, you know, opens the pass game more than a defense or vice versa. So a lot of times you just kind of got to feel it out, but obviously going into it, you know, your goal plan, your game plan is always 50-50 and you know, kind of move on from there.
Who's going to step on the offensive side of the ball there for you? Of course, your son Wyatt Detweiler, he's had a terrific year stepping in as a junior under the reigning feet of last year's great graduated senior Brandon Schmausley. What's he got to do in this matchup to really get you over that hump to take out this Royal Vista team?
Well, you know, just be a leader. I mean, a lot of times, you know, get guys in the right spot, make sure that we're on the same page. We've had issues with plays being ran wrong and you know, and stuff like that, and that happens in high school football. And you know, be a leader and you know, lead by example. You know, play well yourself. You know, read the defense, whether they're in man or zone. And, you know, like I said, just lead by example.
Well, Coach, what are some final keys here for tonight's matchup against Royal Vista?
Well, you know, obviously it's an away game for us, a home game for them. So, you know, we need to exceed their intensity. I think they're kind of looking forward to this matchup as we are. And you know, we just need to come out and you know, get off the ball with a bang and hopefully get a lead and you know, kind of control the line of scrimmage. So, you know, I know there's a lot of things in front there, but, you know, like I said, just come off the bus ready to play.
Coach, thank you for your time.
Anytime.
That was Axel's head coach, Eric Detweiler, again at 92.1 KMZA. Game of the week, it's the Axel Eagles taking on the Royal Vista Heat. Upcoming here, we'll talk to head coach of the Royal Vista Heat, Brian Henry, right after this, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Axel Lumber and Axel is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axel Lumber find you the answers.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiborger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. Activities, community involvement, At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Little Joe's Service and Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street and Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to 92.1 at KMZA, where pregame coverage continues. We just had a chance to talk to the away team's head coach of the Axtell Eagles, Eric Detweiler, and now we sit and talk to the home team's head coach for Royal Vista, the Heat, and bringing the Heat here now is Brian Henry. Coach, what can you tell me about tonight's matchup here against this really good Axtell Eagles team?
Well, they're a fast. You know, I keep telling the kids that they run off about the same kid and clone them. They're all about 6'2", 180, and then just keep coming off the bus at about the same size. So, and they're fast. They're pretty fast.
We talk about their speed. Again, your team here, a lot of experience. I mean, you started this year at one point with 8 seniors. I mean, how does it help here having so many seniors on the field providing leadership and ability there out on the gridiron?
Well, we probably have three of them have been 4-year starters for me. And then, you know, there's another 3 that were 3-year starters. And then, you know, that experience is monumental. You know, I don't have to coach as much. They kind of know what my plan is on offense and defense, and you know, it's a lot easier to, you know, get down the path we're heading toward.
Well, you mentioned the plan. Well, is Reedy's plan just to kind of run the ball wherever, because he's just been all over the field this season? I mean, he's got 1,800 yards rushing on the year. He's nearly averaging 240 rushing yards a game. He's got 32 total rushing touchdowns. He's just kind of all over the state with all kinds of accolades. Again, what can you tell me about what he's going to bring to this matchup tonight?
He's pretty elusive. I mean, he's got a jump step or whatever you want to call it that, you know, sometimes a play breaks down and next thing you know, he's squirting out the other end and running, you know, for a touchdown. It's kind of, you know, he makes bad plays look good and he sure as heck makes good plays look good.
Well, you talk about him and his ability to just kind of make great plays out of anything. Real quick, just kind of king on your quarterback there, Sanford, another senior who's just brought so much here to the team. He's got 225 rushing yards on the year, but he passes for well over 560 passing yards on the season. I know your team is mostly a run first, pass second thought, but you know, what's the balance going to be like for your team, and what's Sanford going to bring there on your offense side too?
He brings a lot of toughness, and he knows the offense, and you know, sometimes I'll call a play and, or well, I guess he comes over to the sideline and he says, I've got one for this one. So he ends up going back to the huddle and I say, whatever. You know, he's pretty smart. I mean, he's been doing it he's one of my 4-year starters. He's been starting since a freshman. You know, and I think his sophomore year, he might have had 1,000 or close to 1,000 yards passing, but then we kind of, you know, we had some pretty good quality running backs. So, and he's not afraid to run the ball either. You know, he gets, his yards rushing is kind of because of sack yardage sometimes whenever we get into, you know, Little River game where we're behind and stuff like that. But he's a pretty good leader out there.
We talked a lot about your explosive offense, but now it's time to talk a little bit more about that defense, what that defense have done for for you this season. We just talked about the shutout in that first round game against Colony Crest High School. How are you going to limit here this Axel team?
Well, we've got them. Can't miss tackles is the big thing. They run a lot of speed option, and we're not necessarily built for that speed, but we have to probably do a lot more team tackling, gang tackling, don't miss tackles type stuff, and just rally to the ball.
Well, lastly, Coach, what are some quick keys here for this matchup against this Axel team, who was at one point ranked number one in this class?
Well, last year we kind of got thumped on pretty good by them. We went up there, in the same round, and we could get in a rhythm on offense. The first three series, I think, were three and out, so we couldn't get anything going. Later in the game, we got a little bit going, but their speed just killed us. So I think, overall, I think we need to have a more physical game than a finesse game, and hopefully we can, push them around a little bit, because we're probably a little bit bigger than them, but I guarantee they are a lot faster than us.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking some time out here to join us again. Good luck in tonight's matchup.
Thank you.
That was head coach Brian Henry of the Royal Vista Heat, and now we bring you the Heat coming up here on 92.1 KMZ. It's your game of the week here in the regional round of playoffs. It's the Axel Eagles taking on the Royal Vista Heat here in 8-man Division II football. Kickoff coming up.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
It's that time of year. SBS Insurance is hosting our second annual sock drive. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging to support kids and families in need in our local communities. Youth sizes are especially needed this year, but every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donations to any SBS Insurance office by December 2nd to help us make a meaningful impact this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
November is a time to give thanks and count your blessings. Our patients at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice are at the top of our list. Thank you for choosing local healthcare. Your decision to trust us with your health keeps your care close and your community stronger. When you need us, know we are here, and we are thankful for the opportunity to care for you. Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice, your local healthcare provider.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here, 92.1 KMZA. I'm Printin' Profit, Troy Profit, and Kirk Kilman back in studio. You're joining us for 8-man Division II. It's regional play down here in White City, Kansas. It's 51 degrees, a 7-mile-per-hour wind out of the east. Down here at Husky Field, it sits east to west. We got the Axel Eagles taking on the Royals. It's the Heat. They are the home team today. Both these teams are 8-1. Last year, it was Axel that hosted this game, in which they went on to win that game 54-0. But here is a chance for Royal Vista. They take a little bit of their own revenge. This is a team that is off to their best start so far in school program history. Again, Royal Vista, they are co-op between two high schools, White City and Hope. They co-op in 2014. Last year, they had their best season at 7-3. The year before, 5-5. And then before that, 2-7, 0-6, 1-6, and 1-8. That was the first year, actually, for head coach Brian Henry in his takeover. Brian Henry, the head coach here of Royal Vista, he's had a great tenure across his time. He actually graduated from Minnehaha Valley before it combined with Baileyville to become Minnehaha Central. He graduated in 1984. He was a part of the 1984 state championship basketball team with Minnehaha Valley. He also went to Highland Community College for football and baseball, coached at Central Burton, Onega, Burlingame, and Waubunsee. Believe it or not, he's actually cousins with Dave Henry, which is what Jackson Heights' field is named after. So again, he's got a lot of accolades. He also won two state champions in softball with Waubunsee in 2007-2018. But of course, we talk about the other head coach here, Eric Detweiler. Of course, he's commanded this Axel team to a 58-game winning streak. It was snapped against Hanover, 26-18, but again, it now is the longest 8-man streak of all time. It's still right behind Smith Center's incredible streak of over 70 games, but for 8-man, the record is now with the Axel Eagles. They were able to snap Hanover's record that was previously a 43-game winning streak, but now Axel is at 58 games. Of course, Axel still with the chance here to win five consecutive titles. It'll be the first time in 8-man Division II history as well. Upcoming here, we'll have kickoff on the way. We're going to take a quick minute to decide. Again, down here in White City, Kansas, it's an 8-man Division II regional matchup between the Axel Eagles, the number 2-ranked team in the state here, against the Royal Vista Heat. Both teams are 8-1. Both teams are looking for a chance to move on to face either Frankfort or Berminton Valley in the sectional round. All here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
It's the Honeyman Ford year-end sales event. Drive into the new year with unbeatable savings on your favorite Ford models, small town handshakes, big city selection. Hurry in, these offers won't last. Visit Honeyman Ford today or check us out online at honeymanford.com. The clock's ticking. Don't miss your chance to upgrade and save big. Honeyman Ford, proud supporter of local youth and community organizations.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Kansaland Radio.
You're dialed in for 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week down here in White City, Kansas. It's a beautiful night at 51 degrees with a 7-mile-per-hour wind coming out of the east down here at Husky Field. It is the Royal Vista Heat taking host here to the Axel Eagles. The number 2-ranked team in 8-man Division II is a regional matchup. The winner will go on to sectional round to either face Frankfort or Berminton Valley. Right now, it's all Berminton Valley. That game started at 6 o'clock. They are well over 20 points up against the Frankfort Wildcats. So as of right now, here it stands, it looks like it either might be Royal Vista or the Axel Eagles taking on Berminton Valley. Well, Royal Vista, they won the toss. They elected to receive, as one should do, against a team that has won four consecutive state titles and can score over nearly 50 points a game on offense. So not too much of a surprise here that the Axel Eagles will be the ones here to kick it off, and it will be Royal Vista Heat to receive it here now. Kickoff on the way. It's Wyatt Detweiler for the Axel Eagles, and Royal Heat down back to receive is Reedy. Here coming past the 20-yard line, still up on his feet, right before the 25, and he'll be halted at around the 24-yard line where Royal Vista will start here their first possession of the game. He starts this first quarter.
I'm back.
Clock's still running here. They actually need to stop the clock. Currently running at 11:35, but again, you're welcome to join us here for the opening quarter of play. Royal Vista here to start it. On their side of the field, they work left to right of your dial. Here at the all-black with the red lighting is Royal Vista. And here at the actual Eagles, the white tops and the blue bottoms. Here at Royal Vista on a first and 10th, their own 24-yard line. Stanford, the head up here, right side to Reed. He's got a big run. First play of the game. It may just be a touchdown for Royal Vista. No, stopped at the 15-yard line by Colin Shaughnessy. A huge run by Cole Reedy. We talked about it in the pregame leading up to it. Cole Reedy, nearly 2,000 rushing yards on the season. Reedy, he nearly averages 204 rushing yards a game, but only took one play for this Royal Vista team to march all the way down the field in Axel territory. It's a first down and 10 at about the Axel 15-yard line now. Here for Royal Vista on their opening drive, trying to score early here on the Eagles, and this next play goes for none, making the tackle Lucas Talbot. Lucas Talbot for the Axel Eagles, his 15th tackle this season. He's also got two sacks and an interception. There was no gain on the run. Reedy already two carries, well over 40 yards rushing. He's going to be the big back that Axel is going to have to try to stop. One of the front men for one of the best offensive players here, an 8-man this season. Yeah, he can have a chance here to get this Royal Vista team to a state title. Here's going to be another handoff three on the second down and 10. The outside, he is gang tackled on the far boundary. Colin Shaughnessy quick to get there on the wrap, as well as Lucas Talbot. Colin Shaughnessy, a really nice defensive back for the Axel Eagles, who's now at 43 tackles on the season. He's a 6'1", 195-pound senior. It was actually a tackle for loss. It's now a third down and 14 from roughly about the 19-yard line here for this Royal Vista team in Axel territory. Here, Sanford's going to roll out. He's going to look to pass. He's going deep down the field. He's got a man wide open, but he overshoots him. His intended target was his primary receiver this season was Tyler Brockmeyer. He's got 9 receptions for over 200 yards this season, but that time could not make the connection with his quarterback, Coden Stanford, a 4-year starter here for this offense. And just like that, one play for Royal Vista, they go 40-plus yards down the field, and then they meet the boom of the Axel Eagles defense. Axel, they've only moved them backwards. It's now a 4th down and 14 here around the Axel Eagles' 19-yard line. In pistol formation is Stanford with Reedy the back. Sending a man in motion. Stanford, he's going to send this one on a sweep behind. And it's short and way short on the first down is Royal Vista. It's a turnover on down for the Heat. Oh, the first play of the game was a huge 48-yard rush for Royal Vista. And just like that, the Axel Eagles are able to get the ball right back. It turns it over on downs. The Axel Eagles here with it now. At their own 20-yard line. You have to bear with me. There's no numbers here on the field. It's kind of hard to actually see where they're at, but I do believe this is Axel first and 10. Your opening possession. Just getting the turnover on down, first and 10. Colin Shaughnessy out to the right side. Shaughnessy busting some moves. He's got the first down and more. It's a 15-yard carry for Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, I mentioned that he's now going to be the main tailback in this Eagles offense in replace of Landon Schmitz, as Schmitz is out currently indefinitely for the postseason. Unsure of his return, but hopefully soon. But Shaughnessy is a TVL mention. He was a wide receiver primarily with that stat. He hasn't carried much this year, but now he will be called upon. Here he'll line up on the near side. The Twins left with Kostel. In the backfield will be Joe Liebarger. It's a first and 10 here for the Axel Eagles offense. Here at their own 35-yard line, Detweiler screen passing to the right side. It's Liebarger. He's open down the field. Nothing but space. Liebarger to the 20, the 10, the 5. Escape room and into the end zone. The Axel Eagles score and strike first. Royal Vista on their big play was stopped by Colin Shaughnessy. and that was a huge play by him. It resulted in a turnover on downs. Axel, in just a handful of plays, able to get up on the scoreboard here over Royal Vista, 6-0. A huge 45-yard pass completion from Wyatt Detweiler out to Joe Liebarger. That was his fourth receiving touchdown this season. He is now at over 200 yards receiving and 14 receptions. Here's the Axel Eagles going for the two-point conversion. Shaughnessy sends himself in motion. He gets the handout. He's going to now throw it into the end zone. And it's caught. Two-point conversion is good. It's 8-0 with 18:14 left to go here in the opening quarter. Axel leads over Royal Vista in 8-man Division II regional round here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the Axtell Eagles were able to strike first. They go up 8-0 over Royal Vista. 8:14 left to go here in the first quarter. Axel, they were able to get a turnover on downs Royal Vista on their opening drive. And a big bust out for a 48-yard carry from Cole Reedy. But then he was tackled, a huge tackle, by the way, by Colin Shaughnessy down the field and via shoestring. And say what would have been a first play 60-plus yard touchdown run. And now here, Axel, who's up on top. 8-0 with 8 minutes and 14 seconds to go this opening quarter here. Detweiler taking it right to left of your dial. And back to return here is Royal Vista. And Reedy here on the far boundary is going to head out of bounds around the 20-yard line. And that's where Royal Vista will start on their own 21-yard line. 8 minutes, 7 seconds left to go here in this opening quarter. So again, Royal Vista, they elected to receive the opening possession. Had a big play, the 48-yard run, but were not able to produce after the turnover and downs in the second down and 14. The quarterback is Coden Stanford in the backfield. You have Cole Reedy and Andrew Calvert. On the offensive line, Malachi Kramer, Mason Marsh, and Tucker Mine. At the end position, you got Tucker Mine as well as Tyler Brockmeyer. Here coming out with the twins to the right side, it's Brockmeyer and Reedy. He's only got a handful of receptions on the season with 5 total. There's no one in the backfield. It's an empty backfield for Stanford. He's going to throw the screen to the left side on the first and 10. Royal Vista at their own 21-yard line. It's a 4-yard pass in completion. Brings up a second down and 6 now for Royal Vista. It'll bring up actually a second down and 7, a 3-yard pass completion to his outside target, Andrew Culvert. A second down and 7 here for Royal Vista. Here on the up front defensive line for the Axtell Eagles, Logan Sandman, a 6'5" junior. Riley Hazenkamp, a 6'4", 185-pound defensive lineman. Two big fronts there for that Axel team. Second down 7 here for Royal Vista. Here it's going to be a fake handoff. Handoff wrapped the middle. And it was up the gut run to the fullback, Andrew Calvert. So losing a little bit of trickery there was Royal Vista. It's for just a 3-yard carry. That'll bring up now 3rd down and 3. But there's an injury on the field for the Axel Eagles. But able to get off to the sideline is Bill Liebarger as he's limping on, looks like his left leg right now. Gets over to his head coach, Aaron Detweiler, and here they're like evaluating him there by the far sideline for the Axtell Eagles team. So as we're taking this injury timeout, 7 minutes, 41 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. It's Axtell 8, Royal Vista 0. Royal Vista there. Open drive to serve on 24-yard line. Turned it over on downs on a second of a 4th down and 14. That's around the Axel 20-yard line. That allowed Axel open up a 60-yard drive. Looks like Axel is able to get Liebarger off the field. And I believe they do replace him on the field with Clayton Hynes. Now we're going to back out here. 3rd down and 3 at their own 28-yard line. They run it to Reedy. Reedy's got the first down past the 31-yard line. Rio Vista still in their own territory, but a first down for Rio Vista. They got to get these chunk and chains here. They want to continue to have a chance against this Axel team. This is a Heat team that brings the heat each and every game, 40 points per game this season. They average 331 yards a game. They nearly have 3,000 yards total on the season. They rush for nearly 264 yards a game. First and 10 for Rio Vista at their own 33-yard line. It's a pitch outside to the right to Reedy, but Reedy is swallowed up 2 yards in the backfield. Set in the backfield by the Axel Eagles, Abram Kossel, the 5'11" senior with 15 tackles now here on the season. Brings up a second down and 12. Rio Vista at their own 31-yard line behind the six. Second time Axel has gotten the heat behind the six. This is a key here for this Heat team. They want to continue to stay productive on offense. They can't get behind here against this Axel team that's got a strong up front. Here's second down and 12. Hand off right up the gut. Left side to Reedy. Reedy barrels forward to about the 35-yard line. It's going to be a carry of 4 yards. Third down and 7 here for Royal Vista at their own 35-yard line, just 5 yards away from midfield. We're an 8-man. It's only an 80-yard field. 40 is midfield, not 50. So here about 45 yards to go to the Axel red zone, if you will, for this Royal Vista team. It's third down and 7. Here's the fake handoff. Roll to the left side. Stanford, he's going to pump fake. Now he's going to take off with his leg. But he is going to take a shot out of bounds by Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy on defense has been terrific here for the Axel team. He's made so many big tackles. He's second leading this team in tackles at 44 tackles on this season, just right behind Wyatt Detweiler, who's got 45 tackles on the year. And Detweiler, he had over 40 tackles last season as well. But now this will be the second time Royal Vista will face a mighty, mighty fourth down. 0-for-2 on third downs early in this game. 0-for-1 on the 4-10. Last one was a 4th-and-14. Now it's a 4th-and-4 at midfield. Royal Vista here going for it. Reedy swallowed up in the backfield. The Mountain. Logan Sandman making the play. Logan Sandman, the huge tackle for loss. His 38th tackle for the season. Last year he had over 20 tackles. Just like that, back-to-back drives here for Royal Vista, ending up on a turnover on downs. Axel now here starts in Royal Vista territory at the 37-yard line with 5:12 left to go in the opening quarter. It's Axel 8, Royal Vista 0. Axel, they scored a 60-yard drive the last time up. Now here it's time for Axel to take a two-possession lead or attempt to do so. First and 10 at the Royal Vista 37-yard line. Feed option left side. Joe Liebarger putting some shifty moves on the gridiron. Past the 25, down to the 23-yard line. A 10-plus yard carry on the speed option. Brian Henry, when he was keying on this matchup in that pregame interview, he was saying, we got to have this speed that matches Axel. We got to be able to stop that speed option. That is the main offense that this Axel runs. Eagle team, they love being able to get out to the outside and giving an option for their quarterback to pitch it. First and 10 now, Axel at the Royal Vista 23-yard line. Now Detweiler's going to throw. Looking over the field, Colin Shaughnessy. Touchdown, Axel. A 23-yard touchdown pass. This second of the game now for Wyatt Detweiler. Here he finds now Colin Shaughnessy in the air for 24 yards officially. Shaughnessy, he has been an incredible player this season in the receiving game. 22 receptions on the year, over 380 receiving yards and 5 receiving touchdowns. An honorable mention last year with 9 receptions, 215 yards and 5 receiving scores. Axel looking for the 2-point conversion to go up 16-0. Detweiler in shotgun, twins out to the right side. Detweiler keeps. He makes a quick move down the middle and Axel goes up 16-0. We're 4:31 left to go in the first quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. From the food on our tables to the clothes on our backs, we all depend on agriculture. At Elk State Bank and Seneca, we've been making ag loans for more than 125 years. Making things grow is what you do, and it's what we do too.
Let us be your banking partner and forge ahead together. Elk State Bank and Seneca, your rural financial partner. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Visit our website at elkstatebank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Fred and Prophet, Troy Prophet, and Kurt Tillman back in studio. 16-0, Axel leads here over Royal Vista. Winner right now is most likely to play Momentum Valley in that matchup over Frankfurt. They're leading over by 20-plus points down there. But 4 minutes, 31 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. We're in regional rounds of 8-man Division II play. Axel 16, Royal Vista 0. Axel, they've scored on back-to-back drives, a 60-yard drive and then a 37-yard drive set up in Royal Vista territory after a turnover on downs. The Heat, right now, they have turned it over on downs on back-to-back drives. They're trying to get back to the warmer side of the offense. Here they'll have a chance to do so. But Axel, they have applied the solid concrete defense. Here's the kick to the near side. It's Reedy at the 15-yard line. He'll pick it up and scamper out to the left. He'll make a move at the 20-yard line, and he will fall actually short of the 20 at the 18-yard line. Tackle is made by Wyatt Detweiler, the kicker for the Axel Eagles. And here Royal Vista works left to right of your dial at their own 18-yard line. Down 16-0, 4 minutes and 24 seconds left to go of this first quarter. Third drive of the game here for the Royal Vista Heat. Talked about Cole Reedy, how great he's been. And he had that big long run. It's actually his longest rush in the season. His longest rush up to that point. His longest rush of the year is actually 75 yards. So that was just kind of a little bit short there of that, about 50 yards. But other than that, that was the one big play that Reedy had. He's been stuffed in the backfield so far from this Axel team. Here's the first play, first and 10 on this drive for Royal Vista. It's a quarterback keeper right up the middle by Stanford. Stanford draws it up for 4 yards, brings up a second down and 6. Royal Vista at their own 22-yard line. Again, methodical, collective drives here. If you're Royal Vista, don't want to get too ahead of yourselves. Don't want to get behind the chains either. Here's Stanford in pistol. He's going to look to pass down the field and caught for the first down by Brockmeyer. Tackle immediately came in, flying there for the tackle as Bill Leibarger, as he makes his way back out on the field. He came out for a little bit after maybe showing a cramp on his left leg. But Leibarger back in there on the defensive side to Royal Vista. They do pick up the first down. It's now first down and 10. Royal Vista at their own 29-yard line. Working it down the field here. Three down linemen, including the tight end to the right side. In pistol formation, Stanford's little speed option work. Stanford, he's got the keeper here. He's going to go forward for roughly about 4 yards before he gets spiraled out of bounds by Colin Shaughnessy. And Shaughnessy, have yourself a game, both offensively and defensively. He has saved a touchdown on defense, and he has also scored an touchdown on offense. Shout out his way to the moon. Looks like we got a full moon out to the right side. That is absolutely beautiful. Down here in Friday Night Lights is, again, the clocks move back an hour. So we are forward. So, again, it is night. It's dark here early. 2:48 left to go here in this first quarter. 16-0, actually, to Royal Vista. Pitch in the backfield. It's fumbled by Royal Vista. Here they were going forward on a second down and 6. And now it's a third down and 12. Reedy was able to make the recovery. And as I mentioned, this is the third straight possession where Royal Vista has went back behind the chains. That time by the own doing. And this is an actual team that you cannot afford mistakes against. A really solid Axel team. Came up shy in the district and the Twin Valley League title to Hanover for the first time in over 4 years. Four straight back-to-back consecutive champions here looking for a fifth straight. Here Royal Vista, third down and 12, handoff to Reedy, and Reedy is met at the line of scrimmage, or at the original line of scrimmage, I should say. It's a 2-yard carry for Reedy, and that brings up a fourth down and 10 here for Royal Vista at their own 30-yard line. Axel continuing here to be aggressive, physical on the defensive side. And it looks like Royal Vista is going to have to punt here at their own 30-yard line. Looks like Reedy here will be back to punt. And back to return is a dangerous return man in Shaughnessy. He's got two punt return touchdowns on the year. Can he return another? He won't even have the chance to do so as it's kicked out of bounds at the 12 yard line officially for Axel. So Shaughnessy not given the opportunity for the return, but Axel, they take it back over here on their third possession here in this quarter alone. It's 16-0, a minute 24 left to work here. See if Axel can fill up the three scores here over Royal Vista. And all time here, Axel technically 5-3, but only one and zero here against this Royal Vista program that is co-op between Hope and White City. Axel 3-0 against White City, but they are 1-3 against Hope. First and 10 for Axel. Pass out to the far side. Weinbarger still up on his feet and finally getting dragged down past the 35-yard line. At the 35-yard line is where they will call it. That will move the first down chain for the Axel Eagles. Starting at their own 12-yard line, there's a pass completion to move Axel up to around 25. Again, there's no numbers, no hashes on the field, so a little difficult to quite be accurate where it is. But here, Axel taking it over. First and 10, around 24-ish yard line. Here, Detweiler in shotgun. He sends Shaughnessy out to his left side in motion. He's going to throw it to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy's going to try to put a stiff arm. Here's Saw. He stays up on his feet for the first down. He's still rumbling and rolling. And he falls down past midfield, now in Royal Vista territory at the Royal Vista 37-yard line. And it looks like the near side official is going to say Brockmeyer is going to have to go out for a play. That's a player for Royal Vista. So Royal Vista will put Johnson in here. He's got 7 tackles this season, interception, and a fumble recovery. But now it's first down and 10 here for the Axel Eagles. Now in Royal Vista territory at the Royal Vista 37-yard line. Last time they were here, well, they scored a touchdown. See what the Axel Eagles do here, up 16-0. Less than a minute to go this first quarter. Deller drops back. He's got Shaughnessy down the field. Another pass, connection, and completion for the Axel Eagles down within the Royal Vista 5-yard line. Axel has aired it out here. It is the air raid between Wyatt Detweiler, head coach's son, Eric Detweiler, coach of the team, with his son Wyatt, and making that connection again to Colin Shaughnessy. The second time he's ran a deep post over the middle and burnt two defenders. Axel Eagles speed just coming up big here, and looks like there's a time stop with 21 seconds left on the clock. It's a substitution change. Brockmeyer is eligible to come back in. As I just mentioned, he come out for one play, so he comes back in for Johnson. He's back out on the field, but it's first and goal at the 5-yard line. Here for Axel Eagles. 21 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. Axel already up 16-0. Looking to make that 22-0, see if they can do it. Leibarger in the backfield, joined alongside Detweiler, the quarterback. The handoff to Leibarger. He trudges forward. Both hands go up. Touchdown, Axel. Three straight possessions for the Eagles. It's now 22-0 with 12 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Axel is all over here down in White City, Kansas. Detweiler getting the play from his coach on the sideline, Detweiler, and now he comes into the huddle. This is regional round. Winner will go on to either play the winner of Frankfort and Mountain Valley in that regional matchup. Winners will move on to the sectional round, but here's Axel against Royal Vista, 2-8-1 teams. Here's the two-point try. Pitch option. Here's Shaughnessy again on the far side, and he scores the two-pointer. It's now 24-0. Axel leads by 3 possessions here over Royal Vista. They've scored all 3 drives, and they've completed all 3 two-point conversions. It's 24-0. Axel leads over Royal Vista. 12 seconds to go in the first quarter, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment.
Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. The X, Blue Eagles here leading over Royal Vista with 12 seconds to go in this first quarter, 24-0. The X, Blue Eagles have stomped and stampeded three straight drives here on offense. A 60-yard drive, a 37-yard drive, and then now a 68-yard drive, their longest of the game. All three resorting in touchdowns. Joe Leibarger, he's been on two of them, receiving one for 45 yards, and then a rushing one just 10 for 4 yards. Axel here keeping it right to left of your dial. 24-0, Axel leads. And here is Royal Vista on the return, the far side of the 20-yard line. Now brought a little bit past the 20-yard line. Askelson was on the grand return there for the Royal Vista Heat. And right now, trying to bring the heat is Royal Vista. As right now, they are 0 for 3 on third down, 0 for 2 on fourth down. This is their fourth possession of the game. They've turned over on down twice. In the last drive, they had the punt. Here, Royal Vista, back with the ball with 6 seconds left to go in this opening quarter. Down 24-0 to the Axe Eagles. They're at their own 22-yard line. Royal Vista trying to get on the right foot here. It started this season with 8 senior starters. They're down to just 7, but one of them went out for the season, and Trent Hoff, a 6'3", 240-pound senior, is a great lineman for him. Sanford here, the first down and 10, dropping back, and Sandman trying to get the sack. He secures it at the 13-yard line. Sandman, that's his fourth sack of the season for the 6'4", 195-pound junior center in basketball and a menace in football as well. When we come back, it'll be a second down and miles away here for Royal Vista. As it is 24-0, actually, we enter the second quarter here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We greet everybody who tunes back in here on 92.1 KMZ. It's our game of the week. The Axel Eagles here trying to look for the 5 feet. It starts here in the postseason regional round, 8-man division 2. Start of the second quarter, Axel 24, Royal Vista 0. Royal Vista here on their fourth possession of the game. This had a big 10-plus yard sack by Logan Sandman to send Royal Vista all the way back, but here a run up the middle, and that's going to go backwards again, and that's now a third down and a Hope City here for Royal Vista. Third down and at least 20 here. Royal Vista at their own 13-yard line. Axel trying to get the ball back here at the start of the second quarter. 11:35 left to go here in this half. As the clock right now is ticking, Royal Vista taking some time here on offense to get that play call in here by the head coach and Brian Henry. Actually, shout out to Brian Henry. His cousin was actually my bus driver growing up, and Dave Henry. That's a cool fact. Small world we live in. Third down and 20. Here for Royal Vista at their 13-yard line. Sanford looking to pass. He's going to have to scramble, and he will be short of where the original line of gain was. A plenty. It's fourth down and 16. About a 6 yard scamper there for Stanford. Fourth and 16 for Royal Vista. They will have to punt in their own 20 at their own 15 yard line. Back to punt is Andrew Calvert for Royal Vista. Back to return. I said it once, I'll say it again. It's the dynamite return man and Colin Shaughnessy. Two returns this season for touchdowns. He's also got a kickoff return for a touchdown as well on punts, though. He's got 12 punt returns, 120 yards, and two touchdowns. All right, here's the chance for Shaughnessy at the 20-yard line. He busts move left side. Now he's going to take it to the right. He's at the 35, cuts it down the middle, still up on his feet, and he falls at the 35-yard line. So a big return for the Axel Eagles. They force back-to-back punts here on Royal Vista. Axel taking here over at the Royal Vista 35-yard line. Their best starting field position so far in this game. We got 10 minutes, 13 seconds left to go in this first half. Axel up 24-0, starting their fourth drive. They have scored on three straight drives. Detweiler, two passing touchdowns, over 70 yards here passing in this first half. Detweiler drops back, first to 10 at the Rovitz 35. He's pressured. He leaves his line down the field. He's got Weinberger. One play, 35-yard touchdown pass into the end zone. Axel, just like that. It might be after Halloween, but there's still some candy left in the candy bowl. Some treats here, if you will, for Axel. 30-0, they lead here over Royal Vista in the first half. And Axel now will attempt a two-point try. They are successful today, 3-for-3. And here is Detweiler in shotgun, Weinberger. The tailback for the two-point try. Swims out left side, wide to the right. Weinberger's brother, Bill, to the right side. And here, White Detweiler kicks it sneakily up the middle. It's 32-0 with 10 minutes and 5 seconds left to go in the first half. The Axel Eagles lead over Royal Vista. A chance here to move on to sectionals. A-Man Division 2. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brennan Proffitt, joined by my stats keeper, Troy Proffitt, my dad, and back in studio and unrelated to me is Kurt Tillman, but I consider him like an older brother, a little slightly older. But 10 minutes left to go here in this first half, 32-0. Axel Leithier over Royal Vista, scoring on four straight drives. Weinberger, he's got two receiving touchdowns, and Detweiler, he has passed for three. Here, Detweiler kicks it left to right of your dial as Eskelson back to return here for Royal Vista, past the 20-yard line, up-handed at about the 25-yarder in Royal Vista territory. It was perfectly 10 minutes exactly left to go here in the second quarter. Here, Royal Vista will start at their own 24-yard line on their fifth possession of the game. They have went turnover on downs, and punt. Royal Vista, their opening play of the game was a 48-yard rush to Reedy on the right side. Shaughnessy caught him barely before he got to the end zone. Since that point, Royal Vista, well, they have only trotted backwards here. 0-for-4 on third downs, 0-for-2 on fourth downs. Here they go, first and 10, Stanford left side scampering, and here he exits out around the 31-yard line, short of the first down, but a 7-yard rush for Stanford. Stanford's going to have to use his legs a little more here. The 6'2", 180-pound senior, he's a four-year starter, a second-team all-league quarterback here in the Wheat League, as Royal Vista is a part of. They also won their district They were 8-man Division II District 2 winners. They went a perfect 4-0 in district play. Second down and 3 here for Royal Vista around the 30-yard line. 32-0. It's 10 minutes left to go here in this first half. Axel leads. Pass off to the near side. Nice catch. Eskelson on the reception. His 7th reception of the season. Now for 140 yards receiving. He's also got 2 touchdowns and a long of 48. Eskelson, he's also a 4-year starter. He's a 6'4", 190-pound senior. It's now 1st and 10 for Royal Vista. They move the chains here. Royal Vista at their own 33-yard line. 7 yards shy, 37-yard line. 3 yards shy of midfield. Here we're an 8-man. 40-yard line is midfield. It's an 80-yard field. Here, dropping back to pass his hand for the 1st and 10. He's going to pump fake. He's got space on his left side. He's going to look to pass, and now he's going to take off and run. And he'll be apprehended by Joe Leibarger at the Axel 35-yard line. Actually, he'll be a little bit shy, saying he stepped out of bounds. It's now 2nd down and 4. Royal Vista at the Axel 36-yard line. And ever since that first possession, Royal Vista hasn't gotten this far down the field. Now they're here back in Axel territory. They just have to remain patient, remain calm, continue to be methodical with this drive, and don't get behind the sticks. Can't cause any mistakes. Stanforth is empty in the backfield. Looks to be maybe a screen pass on the right side. And as I mentioned, that this Royal Vista team can't afford to go backwards. Here they do a false start on the offense. 2nd down and 4, now 2nd down and 9. Passing back across midfield. Royal Vista at their own 39-yard line. It's now 2nd down and 9 for Royal Vista. They're going to come out, same formation, but they're going to instead line everybody up on the near side instead of the far. Here they'll send Reedy in motion. It's a low snap. It's a bad snap. Reedy is able to pick it up, though. Pass down the field. Nearly picked off. Yes, it is. Off the tip drill. Concentration, effort, will, and focus. Wyatt Detweiler, what an interception. Like juggling the ball. Wyatt Detweiler, a tip drill interception. Down the field, one-on-one in the coverage with Eskelson, and Detweiler able to come up with it. Axel here now takes over. 1st and 10 at their own 11-yard line. 8:16 up to go. They're up 32-0 here over Royal Vista. 1st and 10 play. The pass is completed to Leibarger on the near side. It's Bill, and here he will be gang tackled down at the 20-yard line. It's a pass completion of 9 yards to Leibarger. Of course, it is a Joe Leibarger, who has had the incredible night with over 70 yards receiving and 2 receiving touchdowns. It's also the rushing touchdown. It has been Leibarger tonight. 2nd down and 1 here for Axel at their own 20-yard line, up 32-0. Over Royal Vista with 7:40 to go here in this first half. Low snap, but Detweiler gets on the speed option. Here he will get past the first down marker and more. Trottle down at the 25-yard line. Axel still on their own side of the gridiron. But here, working with the ball fast. And at this rate, Axel with the chance to end this game here in the first half. Technically, again, as of right now, remember, it's 45 run rule here in 8-man. You're up 45 points. Anytime it hits halftime or after half, Royal Vista calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. We're back in 30. 7:17 to go in this first half. Axel 32, Royal Vista 0.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KimeTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabessa, we make it happen.
Kansaland Radio.
And Wyatt Detweiler interception sets up Axel Eagles here on their fifth drive of the game. They have scored four straight drives. Axel 32, World Vistas here with 7:17 to go in this first half. It has been all Eagles here. They may be away from the nest, but they have brought the nest with them here tonight. A lot of great crowd out to the far side from me. Axel brings a good-sized chunk of people here. Detweiler moving and schmoving for the first down. 11-yard scamper for Wyatt Detweiler, but there is a flag in the backfield. We'll see if they get a holding here against Axel. That would be huge here. Well, this is, they just used their first timeout of the half. Looks like a first down for Axel, and well, the penalty marker hasn't been added, and now they say it's a face mask here against World Vista. That's an additive 15 yards on the personal foul. Well, you thought maybe it could have been holding as it was thrown about 6 yards deep into the Axel backfield. Potentially some hands inside the face mask on the trenches. 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter. 32-0. Axel leaves here over Royal Vista. Now they have it at the Royal Vista 39-yard line, 1st and 10. Axel handoff to Liebarger. He's got a hole right side. He's going to bust up now to the 25, cutting back left side. He's spinning, step on his feet. He's end around the whole other side of the field. He's got blockers. Shaughnessy cutting still up on his feet towards the end zone. Liebarger, but that is all going to be in vain as Liebarger had about 2 penalty flags trail behind him. But you got to give the young man credit. He looked like a pinball, right to left, to the end zone. Well, that is all going to be for negative points, unfortunately. I'll see here. It's actually a personal foul against the offense, so they might have gotten a blindsider. So that's unfortunate. And Liebarger, he was running like his head was on fire, if you will, right to left. But that neglects things. But Axel, so here they finally announced the penalty. It's 1st and 3 because the penalty happened way down the field. So only 1st and 3 here for Axel. They're at the Royal Vista 35-yard line. Liebarger, the one who just had the incredible play there that was negated in motion. Detweiler down the field. He's got Shaughnessy over the top. High point. Catch and reach. What a catch. Over the top of Eccleston. And Shaughnessy, what a big-time catch. But that might be the second touchdown back-to-back here negated from Axel. And, yes, it is. So the personal foul takes back what would have been a 40-yard rushing touchdown by Liebarger. And now a holding call that takes back what would have been a 30-yard passing touchdown from Detweiler to Shaughnessy. So Axel here going backwards. And, well, they're only back to where they originally started here, 1st and 10, at their own 39-yard line. So all of that for nothing. But here, Axel up 32-0 over Royal Vista. It was 6:16 left to go in this first half. Twins up left side, wide out to the right near. Detweiler drops back. It's going to be an 8-step drop back. He's still dropping back. He's going to find his screen man in Liebarger. They're going to say the ball hit the ground, though. It's going to go incomplete. Detweiler, I believe his first incompletion of this game, and it is. It went into the dirt, and I'll tell you what, if Detweiler could have got that to Liebarger, Liebarger had 3 linemen and a bunch of open room in front of them to potentially get another one to take down to the house. After the incompletion, it's only 2nd down and 11. Axel at midfield, 40 yards to go to that sweet Royal Vista end zone. Working left to right of your dial here. Axel 32, Royal Vista 0, 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Detweiler, the four-step drop back at the 30-yard line. Now he's going to find Shaughnessy, and Shaughnessy is blown up on the far boundary by the quarterback and defensive back, Coden Sanford. Sanford, he's got now 31 solo tackles on this season. He's also got four picks, one for his fumble, one fumble recovery, and over 67 tackles. That one adds to the total. That was a big one there over Shaughnessy, but it's a third down and one here for Axel. It's actually their first time seeing a third down in this game. It's almost like it's the prime Eagles here. Barely ever having to see a third down, third and one here at the 35-yard line. Linebacker on the carry, and he does not find the first down. He will be short. Taking him down on the defensive line was Tucker Mine. That is his 29th solo tackle in the season for the 6'2", 200-pound senior. And now it's fourth down. It's fourth and one. Axel at the Royal Vista 30-yard line. And here is the decider. Axel can go up another score, arguably here. This would be huge if they pick up the fourth down and one. It's Shaughnessy in the backfield. Fourth down and one. Liebarger in motion. Here's Detweiler on the keeper. He's got the hole right side. Bust the move. And he's got a huge game for the first down and more. Just checking for penalty flag. And there is none. Axel now at the Royal Vista 20-yard line. First and 10. 4 minutes and 31 seconds left to go in this first half. Currently clock being stopped until the ball is spotted by the officials. It officially is set. It is now first and 10. Axel at the Royal Vista 15-yard line officially. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Axel 32, Royal Vista 0. Axel trying to score their fifth touchdown of the game and their 60th offensive touchdown this season. Detweiler dropping back. Left side, he's got a man deep in the end zone. Pylon supermanning it. And Shaughnessy on the line. Yes, he is. What a catch by Colin Shaughnessy in the wheelhouse, if you will. The handbag catch. And Shaughnessy helps Axel take the 38-0 lead for the Axel Eagles over Royal Vista. With that being said, Axel, a score and a two-point conversion now away from potentially ending this game at half. Royal Vista has to start getting the locomotive turning. Detweiler here in shotgun. It's a bad snap. Detweiler picks it up. He's going to be on the move. He's just going to chuck it up in the air, but he's got a wide-open man. Leiberger, one step in the back of the end zone. He catches it in the backcourt. It's 40-0. Axel takes the lead. Or extends it, I should say, here over Royal Vista with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Can Axel end it before the first half? Well, it would be the end of the first half because, again, you have to get to that point. But we'll be back here in a minute. The MSU Sports Radio Network, again, Axel 40, Royal Vista 0, 4 minutes to go in quarter number two.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here, 92.1 KMZA, your game of the week, and it has been all Axel here in the regional round of 8-man Division II. 2-8-1 teams and only one moves on, but right now it is the Axel Eagles that are teetering on to the sectional round. They're up 40-0 with 4 minutes left to go here over Royal Vista in this first half. Axel, if they can add one more score and hold that lead to the end of this half, they can end this game in two quarters. And Axel, nice job tackling Bill Leibarger on the special team. Royal Vista will start their sixth drive of the game at their own 14-yard line with 3 minutes and 56 seconds left to go in the second quarter. So if you are Royal Vista, You need to score on this drive. It is a must. And not only do you need to score on this drive, but you need to take your time. You need to get some time off the clock. But obviously, there's a priority list. First come, and then second. First score, then worry about taking some time off the clock. The Three Royal Vista, you need this touchdown here as Sanford. He's emptying the backfield for the first time tonight. Twins out left side and right. Sanford threw over the middle. Brockmeyer makes the catch. He's got the first down and some additive change. Tackle was made by Wyatt Detweiler. It's a first down, an 8-yard gain on the play. Makes it a second down and two. But now, as I mentioned, Royal Vista is showing the spread offense here, down 40-0. Through the Axel Eagles, the number two team in 8-man Division II, just behind Hanover, who had snapped their 58-game winning streak earlier this season, 26-18. That was actually the seventh game of the season for this Axel team, but they bounced back with two straight wins. Sanford rolling out to the right side of Royal Vista. Down the field, he chucks it towards the Axel bench side. And that will now bring up a third down and two for Royal Vista. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Clock is stopped after the incompletion. 40-0, Axel leads over Royal Vista. And when I got here, I'll tell you what, when I was seeing both teams warm up, I saw Axel and just their energy. It's been a bit since I've seen them. Again, a couple of weeks for that Hanover game, and you could tell that Axel has just completely changed it around. They are wanting to play more physical, and they want to get five consecutive state titles here. It starts here. Third down and two, and getting the first down is Sanford as he reaches towards the first down marker. That is a huge pickup for Royal Vista, and it's actually their first time tonight they have picked up a first down off a third down. Clock will stop, though, as Sanford did go out of bounds. 3 minutes, 3 seconds to go in this second quarter. 40-0, Axel leads over Royal Vista. Here it's the Heat. Royal Vista with the ball. Trips out to the left side. Single out to the right. Sanford empty in the backfield. The first and 10. Here at their own 25-yard line, Royal Vista. And this one is going to be an intentional grounding. As that pass was thrown. I don't know if it was a souvenir. That was a duck that was thrown out. They won't get the intentional grounding against the quarterback in Sanford. Oh, actually, they're going to call holding. Actually, surprised there that it wasn't intentional grounding. Still seeing if the official... Okay, the official is confirming the call there. It is a holding call. Again, the quarterback, he was brought back into the back. Well, the official, he looks like he's trying to signal the call again. Okay, now he's re-saying again, he's confirming that it is a hold. So, let's say it's two times there. It's a second, first down and 20 now for Royal Vista. Back towards their own 15-yard line. First and 20 for Royal Vista, down 40-0 with 3 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Sanford, the keeper, he's going to shut a couple of tackles before he's brought down midfield by Clayton Heinen. It is roughly a 5-yard pickup for Sanford. It'll bring up a second down and 15. As I mentioned, you need to score this drive if you're Royal Vista, because regardless if you give Axel time to score here before the end of this half, they do get the ball to start the second. As soon as you go down at least 45 points or more after the first half ends, it is game over. Here, a pass behind the sticks, and that's a huge tackle for loss. Colin Shaughnessy again. And now it's second down and 20, third down and 20. Third down and 20 here for Royal Vista with 2 minutes to go. Axel here conserving their timeouts. They do have timeouts here in the pocket. Here they have a chance so they could get the ball back, save those timeouts for that scoring drive. Here they got to get Royal Vista off the field. Axel could end this in two quarters, potentially here down in White City. Axel, they beat Royal Vista last season 54-0. Ended that game in two quarters. Here they can do it again this year. Stanford drops back. 30-20. Deep down the field. It is out of bounds. Fourth down and 20 now. And if you're Royal Vista, this is a tough situation. You almost feel like you're in a situation where you can't really go for it, but you almost have to. So we'll see what the offense decides. And the decision for Royal Vista is to kick it off to Axel, punt it to Axel. Down 40-0 with a minute 31 left to go. So Shaughnessy is back to return. And they will put it right towards him. He got this at the 30-yard line, Axel territory. Left side, Shaughnessy sheds the tackle, cuts it back to the right. He's got lots of open space. Stays up on his feet. He's still up on his feet. At the 30, busting wide, and finally his knee falls down at the Royal Vista 25-yard line. And that is two great punt returns for Shaughnessy. I'll tell you what, once we get to the post game here, I'm not sure who you'd give the player of the game here. Baring Axel does win this game as they are on pace to. As Shaughnessy, Wyatt, Tetweiler, and Leibarger have all been a trio of work here for this Axel team. Axel up 40-0. They have the ball here with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. They could end the game here if they score and prevent a touchdown before the end of the first half. Can Axel do it? First and 10 at the Willis 25-yard line. Detweiler drops back to pass. He's got an open man down the field. No one's guarding him. It's Bill Leibarger. A 30, 25-yard touchdown pass to Leibarger. And that's the second time Axel has scored on a one-play drive. No timeouts were needed, and just like that, it is now 46-0. The two-point conversion really doesn't matter here for Axel. They put up 24 points in that first quarter alone. Here they have done the near same in quarter number two. Three touchdowns in quarter one, 3-2. Here's the two-point try for Axel to make it 48-0. Detweiler keeps it, tries to get left side. They just kind of throws it. And that goes incomplete, but it is 46-0. So if Axel can shut Royal Vista out for a minute and 9 seconds, our post game will be coming up in what we would have predicted to be a halftime. But Axel, they have come out with a statement. We're back in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is American Diabetes Month, and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on your game of the week. It has been all Axel, 46-0 over Royal Vista here on the road for the Eagles. There is only 1 minute and 9 seconds left to go to the second quarter. If Axel can hold Royal Vista out of the end zone for the next 69 seconds, well, they will go on to the sectional round in 8-man Division II. So far, Royal Vista, man, they've only gone backwards. Axel, they have scored 3 touchdowns in back-to-back quarters. Detweiler, this game is 10 for 11, 229 yards passing and 5 passing touchdowns and the interception on defense. If he isn't the player of the game, then I don't know what's right and what's left here anymore. But here, return from Royal Vista, and it's up to about the 25-yard line, feet in their own territory. It was Eskilston who brought up their return. For Royal Vista, Axel, they want to get home early. They got a two-hour-plus drive from here, White City, Kansas, 2 hours away from our main station in Hiawatha, Kansas. Of course, that 103.9 game, that's Riverside and Centralia. We'll get you probably on a simulcast with that if Baring this one does decide to end early here, which Axel does have the chance to do. So also 93.7 K Radio, Rossville and JCN on the Silver Lake Sabetha Channel is that matchup. So a lot of great games here going in our area. Jackson Heights against Opie on the Cobra Channel as well. Here's the first and 10. Pass down the field. Axel will end it here. Joe Weiberger catches it. And an interception. Second interception of the half. And, well, that'll pretty much be it. Axel takes over. All they have to do is take it out in victory formation. Axel at their own 29-yard line. And Axel, and what no one could have seen coming, come out and absolutely shell. So he's down at the field. But there is an injured player on the field, so actually we will take a minute aside here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Axel, though, they will move on to sectionals. 46 is 0-50 seconds left to go of this first half, and we will take a step aside here for an injury timeout on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Little Joe's Service and Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street and Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Kansaland Radio.
I'll give a shout out here around the area. Looks like Holton may secure the finale over Frontec 14-6. Shout out to that. Also, Care Radio, Rossville here 14 over JCN is here at the end of first. So again, a lot of great games going around in our area. Of course, our aerial update here. Again, Scoring Update brought to you by Holt's House Auto House. Is here everyone signed up to your vehicle? How many Holt's House vehicles have you seen today? HoltsHouseAutoHouse.com. It's Axel up 46-0 over Royal Vista. Axel just has to kneel it out here, and that will conclude it. Axel will move on and take on Momentum Valley in the sectional round in eight-man Division II. So Detweiler here, victory formation, takes the knee. They only have to do it one more time here, and that will end it. What has been an incredible season here for Royal Vista, their best season ever here as a co-op program. They got one of the best senior running backs in the entire state of Kansas, who rushed for nearly 1,900 yards this year. He was actually just a touchdown shy of tying his dad's touchdown record in a single season, but unfortunately, his dad will keep that record at Hope City, as his son will not be able to break it, but of course, his son owning the Royal Vista record. And shout out to all the players giving each other hugs and fist bumps, as again, this is the end of the road here for Royal Vista and the Axel Eagles. They now head on the sectionals to take on Momentum Valley. 46-0, Axel Eagles will progress here in the postseason. All here at 92.1 at KMZ. We'll take a step aside, have our postgame, not our halftime, but our postgame here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around
here
after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Unless you want to do a break
it's
and then
that time of year. That's
player of the game.
Posting our
but we don't have to.
Guide. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging.
I'll do a
to
player of the game. I'm going to shout out our
community
halftime thing.
New
okay,
sizes are especially
going to do here.
But every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donation to the SBS
and
Trade Shop
right now.
December 2nd. Help us make a meaningful impact this holiday.
We can do
season
everything in it if you want. If don't, just let me know. Just if you want to do it.
All right, wait. Okay, so one break, right?
Yep. And the last one's going to be Farmer State Bank.
The holidays are right around the
yeah,
corner.
I'll come
as
the
we gather with family and friends, it's important to stay healthy.
Are you done with this?
Protect yourself and your loved one by practicing good hand hygiene and getting your flu shot. But if you do find yourself feeling under the weather, don't worry. Sabetha Family Practice is here to help. Call them today at 785-284-2141. We're committed to care.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holt House Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas.
from getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holt House Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website? Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want, down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it. And then we can even service it after the sale. All here at Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work.
Kurt,
it also takes the right financial
plan. Right. I had a feeling. I saw our lending team come up that bug, and I'm like,
unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to get some new equipment, expand your operation,
player of the
your
game?
Working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored
to your specific needs. I was just going to say actual defense.
Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land?
I'm actually going to give it to three guys.
The Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors Real Estate Made Simple.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus?
Which live arguments?
Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program at Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers.
Two
Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless value. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. Usually it's our halftime show, but Axel, well, they had other plans. They want to get back to Axel, Kansas. It's a little bit of a long drive. They secure the victory here over Royal Vista, 46-0. Axel now improves to 9-1 on the season. They will go take on Momentum Valley in the sectional round. Royal Vista, their best season here, 8-1, comes to an end now. Officially at 8-2. Again, quickly a shout out to our halftime show, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. But of course, it's also our post game show, The Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best of business, recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. Online at theoutdoors.com. Again, we're live here down at Husky Field. It's a beautiful night, around 50 degrees. Axel, though, they didn't want to get any colder. They came there hot, and they stayed that way for two quarters. Axel, they scored on six out of their seven drives. Of course, though, that first six drives all scoring, that seventh one ending in a victory formation. The first quarter, Axel put up 24 points. Here, putting up 22 points in the second quarter. Axel, they had two drives on the game that were one-play touchdowns. Axel, in a beautiful night, they're on offense with over 259 yards. Offense, 229 yards in the air, all off wide. Detweiler and 30 yards on the ground rushing. The Royal Vista Heat was held to 115 total yards of offense on 27 yards passing, 88 yards rushing, and reading the number one running back in this classification was held to 58 yards rushing and 10 carries total in the game. Unfortunately, there. Ending that senior season, he's been an incredible player this year. He's been an incredible player his last 4 years. And that also goes without saying that Royal Vista has had an incredible senior class since their freshman year. They have been a consistent starter on this field. They have led this team to great glory, but unfortunately it does come here to an end against the Axel Eagles. Axel, the ulcer, for his two turnovers on the game. Wyatt Detweiler, he had the interception. And Bill Leibugger, he had the interception to end the game. The Axel Eagles, they will go on. They will take a Momentum Valley in the sectional round. They beat the Royal Vista Heat here 46-0 in the regional round. We're going to take one more step aside, and then we will crown our player of the game, or potentially maybe multiple players of the game. You'll have to find out. Stay tuned here. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
It's our final segment here on 92.1 KMZA. It's our player of the game brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit with Farmers. Bankwithfarmers.com. Again, the Axel Eagles here securing the regional round of 8-man Division II victory over World Vista 46-0. And here we now give our player of the game. And this entire year, I've always given one player. Sometimes I have given two, but I'm going to give three players the nod here today because I can do what I want. It's the players of the game here on KNZA. First off, I do want to say Wyatt Detweiler, interception on defense and offense, 229 yards passing. He went 10-4-11. Also, 30 yards on the ground. He actually, all the rushing yards came through him. So in total, the entire offense, the 259 yards of offense, all came to Detweiler. He also had five passing touchdowns on the game as well. Leibarger, he actually had a net zero rushing yards, a total of just a couple of carries, but he did have the touchdown, only sole rushing touchdown for Axel. But I just mentioned Detweiler. He gets the player of the game nominee. But also, you got to give Leibarger one as well because Leibarger had 106 yards receiving. He had two receiving touchdowns and four total receptions, while Shaughnessy had 115 yards receiving and two receiving touchdowns. And then you talk about the defensive side, where Detweiler had the interception, Leibarger had an interception, and Shaughnessy, arguably, out of all of them, had the biggest play on defense. The first play of the game, Royal Vista broke a 48-yard run to the outside to Reedy, and who stopped him? It was Shaughnessy. And from that very moment, Royal Vista was not going forward, but they were only backtracked backwards there. All from that big tackle from Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy led the team with tackles today, did a great job on defense, being able to secure his tackles, be aggressive. And again, I think that flows the rest of the team. So between Colin Shaughnessy, Wyatt Detweiler, and of course also Joe Leibarger, the three that have stepped up, not only on the offensive side of the ball, defensive and special teams, all there to make plays and to help this Axel team continue their journey for the attempt for the 5-peat here in Class 8th Man Division 2. They still have that chance on the line. The 58-game winning streak coming in, but they can still get for the 5-peat. Axel moves on to the section round against Winston Valley. All right, upcoming here, you will tune in to the simulcast with 103.9 KNZA. It's B-Sat, Brandon Satman with Riverside and the Centralia Panthers, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Thank you for listening.